Bernie Sanders' campaign releases internal Iowa caucus results signaling victory. By Hannah Blow on February 4, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, campaign on Tuesday released an internal tabulation of the Iowa caucus results amid the Iowa Democrat Party's bungle, signaling a victory for the socialist senator. Citing full transparency, the campaign producer the results of its internal reporting numbers representing about 40% of precincts in the Hawkeye state. The partial results showed Sanders leading with 29.66% of the vote, followed by Pete Buttigieg, D, with 24.59% of the vote, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, with 21.24%, Joe Biden with 12.37%, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, with 11%. We recognize that this does not replace the full data from the Iowa Democratic Party, but we believe firmly that our supporters worked too hard for too long to have the results of that work delayed, Sanders' senior advisor Jeff Weaver said in a statement. According to the campaign's release, the data was collected by trained Sanders volunteers at representative precincts from all four congressional districts from a cross-section of urban and rural parts of the state. The Sanders campaign's release of partial internal numbers coincides with Buttigieg's claim to victory, despite zero precincts reporting results at the time of his late-night speech in Des Moines, Iowa. "Tonight, an improbable hope became an undeniable reality," Buttigieg said as he took the stage. "We don't know all the results, but we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation. By all indications, we are going on to New Hampshire victorious," he continued, telling the crowd that voters in Iowa proved those skeptics wrong, despite a lack of concrete results indicating a victory for his campaign. The Iowa Democrat Party has blamed the lack of timely results on inconsistencies discovered in the sets of results but is maintaining that the app was recording data accurately. "It was reporting out only partial data," the IDP statement read. "We have determined that this was due to a coding issue in the reporting system." According to the statement, the party plans to release results as soon as possible today.